Bountiful Cities is an Asheville-based nonprofit organization dedicated to teaching sustainable agriculture skills and sharing resources to promote social justice, economic viability, and community resilience. They envision an abundant, food-sovereign community. And their annual Urban Garden Tour takes place this weekend, and one of their organizers got a chance to join us in studio earlier this week to let us know what to expect at this year's Urban Garden Tour.
This is Pat Battle for the Asheville FM News Team here at the station with Kathy Cleary of Bountiful Cities. Kathy Cleary is the outreach coordinator, and she's here to talk with us today about the upcoming Urban Garden Tour. Welcome, Kathy.
Thanks, Pat. It's great to be here.
I'm tickled to have you. I'm a huge fan of all places that grow things. I love to see other people's gardens. I find they bring out the generosity in you. I don't know that I've ever gone to a garden that somebody hasn't said, take this seed, take this cutting or whatever.
Yeah.
Not that that'll happen on a tour because you have hundreds of people coming through, but they're just so abundant. Tell us about, first off, Bountiful Cities, which is the sponsor of this tour, and what its mission is and how it came to come up with what I believe is the third Urban Garden Tour.
Yeah, that's correct. Bountiful Cities is an urban agriculture food justice organization, and we do our work of food sovereignty, meaning giving people the tools that they need to control where their food comes from, to have control about where their food comes from. Through education and support and outreach. So we do a lot of school gardens around town. So, you know, if people are familiar with the garden at Lucy Herring or Hall Fletcher, even Isaac Dixon, we work with that garden too. But our programming is around education and giving people knowledge about seeds and soil, and then also how to grow things and then harvest them and make them taste good. So it's sort of from the root to the finished product. We do education around all of those kinds of things. And we also have a community garden network where we provide education for adults. And then we work from the policy side of things with our Asheville-Buncombe Food Policy Council, where we're trying to make sure that all of our local laws are aligned with allowing people to share food and allowing people to grow food in their yards and things like that and have chickens and all the things that, that people want to do to have food really, really close and really you know, the kind of food that they want. So that's the quick and dirty version of what Bountiful Cities does.
No pun intended there.
Right. Yes. Right.
And so tell us about what gardens, just, I know that there's too many to try and give a comprehensive list, but give us some highlights of some of the gardens that people will get to tour this.
Yeah. So we have 10 different gardens on the tour, and there are quite a few in West Asheville. The Burton Street, the Peace Garden that's right off of Burton Street on Bryant Street is part of it. And I know a lot of folks are familiar with that one. Again, the Lucy Herring Garden, the Hall Fletcher Garden. People will also get to see the Sunny Point Garden and 12 Baskets. The Shiloh Community Garden is part of our tour this year, and it's the first time they've been part of the tour. It's really exciting. And then we have 12 Baskets. Did I say that already?
Yeah.
And then the West Asheville Park is where people who have tasting tickets will be picking up their tasting tickets. So there's some gardens in that area. And then one that's kind of tucked away that most people probably have never seen, which is the We Can Garden in the West Asheville, or the Klingman Avenue. It's not actually West Asheville. It's downtown. And yeah, it's kind of tucked away, and it's an example of how a community garden can be. So we try to showcase lots of different examples of how we can be growing food in an urban setting. One distinction with all of these gardens is that they're all food-producing gardens. We love flowers and we love pollinators and all of those things, but our focus is really on how can we be growing as much food as possible for residents of Asheville and the surrounding areas.
And so speaking of food, there is a tasting component. I love that there's the option to attend this tour free. You have to pay nothing. But if you want to avail yourself of the tasting, you buy a ticket and get to taste at every garden. Is that true?
Yeah, there will be something to taste at every garden. Sometimes it's just a beverage, but not just a beverage. The beverages are going to be delicious. But yeah, we are partnering with food producers and local chefs, and we'll have something yummy in each garden for the tasting ticket holders. And yes, it is. It's $40 for those tickets, but it's an amazing array of things to try. And the $40 goes back to the gardens to support the work of the gardens and to support Bountiful Cities programs. So you can support a lot of different efforts with that tasting ticket and indulge in some delicious things.
And although the food is not coming from the gardens are growing food for the people in the community. They are pretty much in line with what you're going to see in a garden this time of year. They're cooking seasonally, if I understand right.
Yes, exactly. Karate will be at the Lucy Herring Garden, and for example, they're doing a pen con tomate. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but it's going to have fresh, seasonal, delicious tomatoes. I'll highlight the Hop because they have supported us every year of the garden tour, and they always do really fun things. This year, we harvested mint in our school gardens in the Herring Garden and the Hall Fletcher Garden, and they use that mint to make a mint chip ice cream, which is so delicious. And they have a vegan version of that. And then they also collaborated with the Peace Garden to get some mulberries, and so they'll have a mulberry ice cream as well, which is pretty amazing.
My favorite kind of ice cream is fresh fruit. That's my favorite. So how do people get to register for this, and what are the logistics? What's the timing? Can they start anywhere? Do they get a map? What are the details?
There is a digital map. It's on our website. It's on the registration site. For the garden tour. So if people want to register or purchase tasting tickets, they can go to bountifulcities.org, bountifulcities.org, and find us. And then right on our homepage, there's a button to click to take you to the registration. There's also a button for our raffle. So we just launched a raffle for the garden tour with lots of really fun prizes, including Biltmore State tickets and East Fork pottery. And so folks can, even if they're not in town next weekend, they can support all of the gardens and Bountiful Cities programs by buying raffle tickets. And those are only $5 each.
And I noticed, I think it goes from 2 to 6, is that right?
It's 1 to 6 p.m.
1 to 6 p.m.
And then at 6 p.m., there's an after party at The Odd, which is in West Asheville. It's a awesome music venue in West Asheville that also has a kitchen. So they're going to be providing a snack for tasting ticket holders there. So an Urban Orchard Cider is providing a free or a complimentary cider for tasting ticket holders as well at the after party. So lots of great things to taste and lots of great things to see in the gardens.
Oh, absolutely. Gardens, my experience is you can't go to a new garden and not learn something.
Yeah.
You know, you find a new plant, or you see a different way of planting or trellising or whatever, or a new aroma. There's just always something new to experience, like the first time you run into lemon verbena. Mm. It's revelatory, or taste a hyssop flower or whatever. It's always just fascinating. So you now you have 10 different opportunities to have a new experience and be inspired. That's the wonder of garden tours.
Yeah.
And so have we missed anything? Is there anything you wish we've covered that we haven't covered?
I will say one thing. We are also partnering with Hood Huggers, and we are supporting folks from Asheville's legacy neighborhoods, and there are quite a few gardens on the garden tour that will be in historically Black legacy neighborhoods in Asheville, and folks from those neighborhoods are welcome to get in touch with me if they are interested in riding the Hood Huggers bus. I want to highlight our activity partners. We have some amazing activity partners that will be set up in the gardens. We have a lot of voter registration opportunities, WNC Votes and League of Women Voters. I also want to say thank you so much to our sponsors, Sugar Hollow Solar and Via Health and Henco and West Village Market and many more sponsors. So thanks to everyone who has put a lot of time and effort and energy into making this garden tour happen.
Right. Okay, well, thank you so much for doing this. I hope I get to attend it, and thanks for coming in today and telling our listeners all about it. It sounds like a wonderful way to spend a Saturday.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.